here, you think about the weather down here is miserable. Eight inches of snow is a normal day up there.
But you can utilize it. Yeah, that's the thing. If it snows here, you can sled, but it's not like there.
Yeah, right. And then you have, like, places when you say more things to do. The 16th Street Mall in downtown Denver, it's one straight strip leading from Union Station all the way to the state capitol. And it's, you got Nike Town, a Hard Rock Cafe, and you walk up and down the sidewalk, and there's your exercise right there, and you go shopping, you eat, your bars, all that stuff, ESPN Zone, all that stuff. So, you know, that's a couple of reasons. And the odd thing about Colorado, they lead a lot, and every single year they're in the top of all the categories. Like, when I was there in 2004, they were the most single city in America as far as Denver. They had the best transportation in America. And now, I think they were the skinniest state in America at the time also. So there's just a couple reasons why Colorado kind of sticks out more than anywhere else.
And they've got legalized marijuana smoking.
Yeah, and that too.
Appreciate
that. All right, have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, if it snows 6 inches here, it's like, oh my gosh, the whole city shut down, the whole state shut down. Freak out, and maybe we'll go sledding for a day. It'll melt away.
Yep.
Out there, if it snows 6 inches, like, sweet, we're going skiing today.
Yeah. Fresh powder.
That is an unbelievable workout. Unbelievable workout.
Full body.
When's the last time you skied?
8 years ago.
It's time to get back out there, my
friend.
I've
only been once.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love it.
And I loved it. It was a blast.
I don't know if you can't drink more than a few beers afterwards, but it's not advisable to drink more than a few beers afterwards.
It's a challenge.
It takes so much out of you to ski, especially for somebody who doesn't do it a lot. If you go on vacation, it's exhausting. I got myself, like, I was staying up late. We went out with some friends a few years ago, and I was staying up late. We were kind of just goofing around, playing cards or whatever. Exhausted. Like, and then I got sick, really sick.
Really?
Yes.
Yikes.
A high fever is miserable.
Oh, that's terrible.
You got to get your rest when you're out there doing that. Gary.
Hey, that whole weight thing was totally skewed because New Jersey was one of the better states.
Did I say
I'm
that?
Pretty sure, yeah, it was one of the better states. I'm pretty sure Chris Christie was out of the state when they did that poll.
So, look, Chris Christie, it's just like Arkansas losing by 30. It only counts as one loss, and Chris Christie only counts as one guy. So he doesn't hurt the per capita.
Okay. All right.
That much.
Thank
yeah.
you, Gary.
Good point. That's mean. Yes, New Jersey does tilt the United States to the east. Chris Christie is not helping the cause. You know, and the thing is, it shouldn't matter. If you're a good politician or whatever it is your job is, if you're good at it, it shouldn't matter. But if he has any hope of running for president, he's got to get in better shape, right?
I think that's one thing they're going to be working on the next few years. If he's serious about making a run, he's going to have... Look, I'm not telling him to be an Iron Man and go compete in marathons, but you got to do something.
Right.
Right? And they've asked him before. You know, they've asked him, a late-night talk show host, what does your doctor say? Hey, he says I need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your first cue.
I mean, they call it running for president. They don't call it stop, dropping, and rolling for president. It shouldn't matter, but it does. I mean,
it's
look.
Not walking for president. That's
look,
for sure.
Chris, let's be honest. If you were ugly, you wouldn't be doing what you do for a living.
No.
Your looks matter. It sucks, and it's not fair. And for those of us who don't look like you, it really blows. But that's just the way it is. We accept it. So if I was Chris Christie, and I really wanted to be president, which I have to assume he does, be nice if the Republicans ran somebody up there that was had a shot. I would be on the treadmill. I mean, because it's not like, here's the thing, it's not brain surgery. And a lot of you have probably, because of the New Year's resolutions, have probably tried to get yourself in better shape. I have. For a guy like him who has so much work to do, it's got to be really tough to take that first step. I know that's the hardest thing, and I hate it.
And these guys are busy too. I mean, it's one thing for us to do it. But being the governor of a state, you...
Let's use Mike Huckabee as an example. There's a guy who lost a ton of weight, and he said he would never go back. He's gone back. If you get out of your routine, it's easy to do. But
exactly.
You have to make it a point to carve it out. It's hard to do, man.
You know, but Christie's another guy, though, that could definitely have a staff of people to help him lose that weight, find time to do so. So I think if he's serious about making the run, he needs to start running.
Well, then you got Paul Ryan at the other end of the spectrum. He's got extremely black hair. And he's in really good shape.
Man. And he's got a widow's peak that dude is... It could pierce a diamond. It could.
That dude has really, really dark hair.
He does.
He's
chiseled.
Dark. Kevin Wilson has really red hair. That really doesn't matter about anything, but he is awesome. First-time buyers, bad credit or no credit, it doesn't matter. They are here to help you at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Call them at 501-316-4400 or check them out at Landers.com. Special deals with the banks to help people in these situations. So if you're a first-timer, bad credit, no credit, go see them. Get down there and see why they're the number one store in the state for the last 20 years. It's no accident. Over 500 new and 300 pre-owned, here to help the customer get the nicest vehicle for the best price. We have employees at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram that have been there 10, 15, 20, 25 years because they're the best. Several new 2012 Crew Cab 4x4s for $13,000 off MSRP. That doesn't even seem possible. But it is. It's Landers in Benton, the original Landers. Go see Kevin and the full staff at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, online at Landers.com. And again, you can call them 501-316-4400 or go see him. The exit 121. People are always fascinated by the obesity question or issue. Wes?
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the obesity subject.
Weigh in on the obesity.
I didn't even think
you
of that.
You see that?
but my philosophy always is that obesity tastes a lot better than being skinny. So maybe that tells you what my physique looks like. But
see, that flies in the face of what the famous model once said, that no food tastes as good as looking... as being thin looks, or whatever. I can't remember exactly. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of it. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, I agree. I also want to say I don't like a lot of those studies, because if you deal with, you know, BMI, you deal with yeah. people who could be short and,
absolutely.
And muscular, but they weigh a lot.
Yeah? So. What about me?
That's you, me. You fit that mold.
I told you, I got into it. I was getting life insurance a few years ago, and the guy's like, you know, they go through the whole deal, and my body fat at that time, I was in really good shape then. He said, your heart rate's amazing. He goes, your blood pressure's spectacular. I was at 15% body fat. I mean, I was in really good shape. So the guy calls me, and he's like, well, you're in a high-risk level. I go, why? He goes, because your BMI is like 31. And I'm like, look, dude. I said, when you quit going off your 1965 charts and start looking at actual health of people, I said, I'm 15% body fat. You really think that's out of shape? I said, when you guys get that worked out, get back to me. And then about a week later, he called me. So you can negotiate your way on this. There's your advice for the day. You can negotiate your way into a better
price
level.
Price line it.
Yeah, no, you just go in there. He said, okay, you know what? You're right. He goes, and we're going to work this out for you. I said, wow. Thank you. And they did. So there.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Wes.